Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Oblong Ball Foot Show. You can follow Oblong Ball Foot Show at Chairshot NFL. You can follow me at PC Tunney, and you can follow the other guy laughing at IWC War Chief. That's Andrew Belaz.
On all Oblong sound networks that you can find podcasts and stuff like that, yeah.
Ray Cash out on assignment, but he did leave us with his locks. He was 1-2 last week, so that brings his record to 4-2. Andrew, 1-2, regressed last week, back to 12-15.
I don't know. All three of those games are pretty good, though, so I feel good about that.
You still would have lost, but PC
I know,
Tunney.
But I still feel good. They were good games.
PC Tunney with another winning week, 2-1.
Record. Yeah, because we all lost on that one that we all agreed
Atlanta.
On. So,
and I knew it.
Let's never all agree again.
Dude, right away when it happened, I went, okay, yeah. And then, sure enough, how the Saints beat that team. Well, anyway.
Like I said, let's all agree to never all agree so when it comes to this ever again.
18-9 on the season for Mr. Tunney. And I did end up winning another $5 bet on Thursday Night Football, so I'm going to count that one. 3-0 now on Thursday Night Football this year. Making money bets, so that's got to count.
Aren't
so.
You glad that you decided to finally fucking watch it instead of making excuses for the first 5 weeks?
21-9, PC Tony.
Good job.
21-9.
That sidestep was fantastic. Like, that's great.
What are you talking
about? You got
about?
That cha-cha slide down, 1-2-step, whatever you want to call
I'm
it.
Not,
yeah, good job.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, of course not. Oh, no, I'm just making up shit. Just like that one dude did for the fucking Jared Goff stat. That's what we need to do. We just need to start throwing out some dumb shit and photoshopping it again.
No.
Why not? It'd be funny. It'll get picked up and then just lambasted, but we'll be famous.
Well, should we
seconds.
Have AI create us some fake stuff and post it
yes.
up there?
Now you got it.
This is why you don't have access to the Oblong Ball Foot Show X feed.
No, you've already admitted on show a couple of times that it's just because you forget what the fucking password is.
Yeah, but I thought about giving it more effort to find it to change the password. But now, after hearing what
oh,
kind of
you really think I would put the effort in to make
what
up a
kind of
stat?
Evilness lurks in the heart of Andrew Belaz.
Oh, we don't want to go that deep. This is a different show. Like, we're supposed to talk about football. We're not supposed to talk about hatred.
That's so funny. Yeah. All right, folks. Hey, what we're going to do here is take our only commercial break right now. It's 20 seconds. Stay with us.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And use your head you shall by heading over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. It is the gift-giving season, and what better gift than a T-shirt, long-sleeve shirt, tank top, or hoodie from ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Choose your weapon!
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
I think the coolest thing, and this is a reason, this is a point now on the other side for you to have the password, makes me think that I need to get it done, is because I didn't double check and iOS switched Chuba to China.
I was going to say, yeah, you
China. And there was like
Theo Chanel, he's a fucking brand. They got the A and the E backwards. Whoa.
what can I do?
Check before you press enter.
I'm verified now, so I can edit, and I can't edit in this one, so.
Wait. You're verified so you can edit, but you can't edit this?
This account isn't verified. Oblong Ball Foot Show at Chairside NFL is not verified.
I gotcha. Yeah. I didn't know I was going to have to edit social media posts and articles on thechairshot.com.
You shut your dirty horse.
Part of the umbrella.
Shut your dirty horse mouth.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
I think people got the gist.
I know there was that late 80s, early 90s TV show for kids called Under the Umbrella Tree, but I didn't think that was going to become my life for this show.
Oh, please, let's not even get anywhere near the horrible gimmick that Chris Jericho has right now of the learning tree.
I don't want to.
Yeah, neither do I.
Anything to do with Chris Jericho after, like, 2021 is just poison.
I mean
that, like, you know, someone kicks the ball and it goes and you're not supposed to touch it. Everybody should scream poison and just not touch it and walk away.
Well, let's get back to the NFL then.
I tried to with a little bit of a kickoff kind of, you know, reference.
Would you like to reference your and Ray's picks for Weapon of the Week, considering I was unable to spell either correctly?
I mean, I can reference mine, and it's purely just because how many times are we going to actually give Chuba Hubbard any kind of credit for anything? Because the Panthers are pretty ass this year, but that was a solid game, and he had, what, 150? Now I have to actually look up the stats, because he had like 150 rushing yards, 153 rushing yards and a touchdown, and added some receiving yards on there too. Like, it was a good game. It was great, and I was just happy that the Carolina Reapers thing kind of came true. So now I'm just waiting for Daboll to get fired.
28 for 153 and a tutty. 26 yards was a long run of his. And 4 catches for 16 yards, not much there.
Yeah.
Except if you're a fantasy player, it's 5.6 points, which is nice.
5 extra points is always nice.
Well, Christian McCaffrey's back for me, so even having a bad week, he still scored like 15 or 16. So
I'd like that you make excuses that a bad week for Christian McCaffrey, still 15 or 16, and you're okay with it. But who, your tight end was like 12 points a couple weeks ago, and you're like, that's shit. That's not enough. I hate this.
Sincerely, my fantasy football team.
Sincerely, your bias is showing. You're like, I'm just happy Christian McCaffrey's healthy enough to play again. Yay. It's not a zero. I don't have to bench his ass.
Sports. Not a sports fan, huh?
It's.
Stop calling me out live on the show.
This is what happens when you contradict yourself live on the show.
I've done thousands of podcast episodes, and I've contradicted myself on nearly all of them.
See, you know a good way to not contradict yourself?
Nope.
Don't talk bullshit.
That's bullshit.
How many times have I contradicted myself? I'll give you a hint. It's zero.
I mean, the obvious weapon of the week, what it Ray picked the guy who blocked the kick for the Chiefs, right? Ray wanted to pick Jesus Christ. But we wouldn't let
him. That's why I said as long as you spell it Leo Chanel, we're good.
We wouldn't let him. So actually though, that's not who he picked.
It is who he picked for weapon, yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. My bad.
I remember the conversation. I was
No, I was thinking he switched his dumbass of the week, and I got confused for a second.
Yes,
Jamar Chase 11 for what, 264 and 3 tutties? Come on now. I know, but I don't care about that. To me, it has a lot of fantasy reference to it. So much so that me and my buddy at work, we had to look up the most receiving yards ever in one game, and do you know who had it and how many?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Flipper Anderson in 1989, 336 receiving yards.
Was motherfucker's name really Flipper, or was that just a nickname? I'm curious now.
I'm sure that was just his nickname. I'm guessing he had it. I could look it up, but I'm not going to because I already gave you a stat.
You did. Oh my god, it comes up as Flipper. It doesn't. Okay, so it was a nickname. Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, come on.
Key and Peele did a skit about it for reasons.
Well, but that's a lot more about like the kind of names of today.
That doesn't mean they didn't exist before. Just because things are more prevalent today doesn't mean they didn't exist before. So we didn't just invent stupid fucking names.
Three different types of weapons, one on a winning team running the ball, one on a losing team catching the ball, and one making a great defensive play at the end of the game.
Special teams.
Special.
Mm-hmm.
How about now? We got to switch over now.
Dumbass.
So the dumbass of the week. I went totally against everything Andrew believes in this segment, and I had a losing team's player as a weapon of the week and a winning team's player as the dumbass of the week. Jared Goff with 5 interceptions in Detroit somehow still wins the game.
They won!
I know, but that's dumbass of the week. 5 interceptions.
How? Peyton Manning's thrown 6 interceptions in a game before?
So is Brett Favre.
My point exactly. Yeah. No one's going to call him a dumbass.
Of the week, maybe.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I would.
Reckless, maybe.
Favre plenty of times was a dumbass of the week in Green Bay, let me tell you.
Okay, but it was also, we've been over this with Favre. Every time he throws the ball, it's either an oh yay or an oh no. Well, so, like, you don't know how stupid he's going to be until someone catches the ball. Sometimes it's the other team, sometimes it's the receiver.
If we had started this show in 1992, Favre would have been the only person ever that had a streak of 7 weeks off and on being the weapon and then the dumbass, then the weapon, then the dumbass, the weapon, then the dumbass.
That would be fantastic as a gimmick, though. You realize that, yes?
There is a season, like in like 93, 94, maybe even early 95, where
right after he took over from Mikowski and got the full time.
Right. Especially those first 2 seasons, because Holmgren was just up to his ears, because Favre, he just thought he saw something and he threw it because he could throw it as hard as he could, but he would have games. He'd throw 4 touchdowns, then he'd throw 3 interceptions. Then he'd come back and he'd throw 3 touchdowns and run for a touchdown, you know? Like, then he threw 2 picks and fumble a ball away for a rush touchdown. And then he'd come back and he'd lead them down 10 in the fourth quarter back for a win, you know? I mean, it's like the maturity, the growth of a quarterback.
So are you really just saying that Brett Favre, Jameis Winston is the current day Brett Favre?
No,
he just hasn't digivolved yet?
No. Jameis Winston's a horrible quarterback. Brett Favre.
It's very similar. Brett Favre, 3 touchdowns 1 week, 3 interceptions next week.
Inarguably, and I'm going to even throw a number out there that I think is probably a lot less than the number I'm going to throw out there, but inarguably is one of the 20 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history.
Favre?
Yes.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Easily.
I'm not arguing and with that. The way you were describing the early onset years of Brett Favre, you could have said Jameis Winston, and most people would have believed you too.
Well,
Winston just hasn't done that level up yet.
He did have that one year. He had that one year where he threw for a bunch of fucking yards and touchdowns, but also threw for a million interceptions, and they didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, this is like 33 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. Yeah. I know. I was there. It was on the Bucks.
Well, here, did you have Johnny Newton or did you have Jerry World?
I had Jerry World as my
dumbass. All right, then hold on. Hold on. Wait. Let's talk about Johnny Newton. Ray had Johnny Newton. Ray wanted to have the Bears, and then he decided to just, because I just had the Bears, and that's still just a total dumpster fire. We'll get to that when we get to rankings. But Johnny Newton had a penalty that cost the Washington, not like 100% cost him the game, but likely cost him the game.
It cost him the game. Yeah.
So
it did. I mean, but Jerry's just been a spectacle. Like,
I mean, dude, I agree 100%.
The dumb shit he says.
I even voted for Jerry. I voted for yours. Yeah.
See, I was transparent with that last week too. I'm like, I like Jerry's better, so I didn't even vote for my own thing.
And I have to because I'm always the one that kicks it off. I'm waiting for one of you guys to beat me to the punch for the first nomination.
You put it up.
No, but we do it first in the text thread. So if you called it first in the text thread, that's out of play then. The other guy has to pick something else.
Oh, I thought you meant the first vote. Okay.
No, I mean the nominations. Our nomination process.
You could go with the easy one in the nominations process, because that's kind of why I hang back.
You like the more obscure ones. You like that.
I do.
I know. Okay. And I just pick whatever I think is best.
Obscure, I'm like, all right, someone's got to say the obvious one here.
Yeah, is he ever going to give up? I mean, like, he's going to die, and he's still going to be the general manager / owner of the Cowboys, right? He's never going to give that up, is he?
Mm-mm. We said the same thing about Al Davis. And Jerry Jones is really just Al Davis. They have, what, they have the same amount of rings. Like, they have the same philosophy.
Was
because they're
three?
Both kind of crazy. Three. Jerry has three. And Al Davis had three. What, Stabler and Plunkett? Two in the 80s, one in the 70s.
Okay. Yep. I was actually thinking, I knew it was at least three. I was wondering, I thought it was three. I was just like on the precipice. Was it four? No, it wasn't four.
Well, they went to another one, but the Bucks won that one.
Right. Madden won two and Flores won one?
Yes.
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 There you go. See, I knew that.
Or it might have been Flores. Actually, I think Flores won two, didn't he?
All right, fucking
Madden didn't coach
okay,
that long.
Then I didn't know that.
Fuck. Not sure now.
You might be right. Either way, those are the two guys.
The point is, we were talking about Al Davis, not Madden, so you brought in other names. I'm like, wait a fucking second.
Yeah. Tony jumped in and was like, boom, now we're off track. All right, this is a push.
You're like, boom, right there, tough acting, chin acting. It's like, okay, yeah, Madden only won one.
This guy over here, he's not even talking about the right topic.
I'm going to circle this guy here. Is he his blocks down here?
So,
that guy swings out there.
This is honestly one of the coolest things about living in Southeast Wisconsin is, and it's been the number one morning radio show for 40 years almost.
Uh-huh.
Frank Caliendo grew up in Southeast Wisconsin.
Okay, you're right. I was hoping you were going to go Caliendo, but I'm like, where are you going with this?
As a fan of these guys, Bob and Brian in the morning, if you want to give them a try and you're looking for a morning radio show to get you through to 10 a.m. Central Time, go to 1029thehog.com and you can stream it live. They start just before 6 a.m. Central, and they go all the way till 10 a.m.
They run against Preston and Steve, which is kind of the Philly, New Jersey.
Oh, everybody has their own. Yeah, I mean,
show thing. Yeah.
So the nice thing about them, and they had him on this morning, is Frank still comes back and does comedy around here, and not even when he comes to town, he comes in studio, but even when he's not coming to town, he always comes on like once a month, and he's on for like a half an hour. And when he comes into studio, he like stays for almost the whole morning. And it's just like, you know, Bob and Brian have been doing this forever. They're like almost 60, maybe early 60s.
Okay.
But they're fun. You know, they got their shtick. They got a good news reporter and Carrie Wendt, who is with them too, who's
and
good.
And Carrie Lando's what, late 40s or early 50s?
I think he's early 50s. So to have him on, and he does all the voice stuff, and they egg him on, and they go through all their normal stuff and have him, it's really fun. It's a good time. The other cool thing about it is their producer, who's over the loudspeaker and brings in the guests and does the sports and kind of transitions some stuff, is Eric Jensen, who's the Bucks public address announcer at Fiserv Forum and has been for like 30 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good morning show. But yeah, we talk about Caliendo and, you know, his Madden impression and, oh my God, how many fucking impressions he has now and just the funny stuff you hear on there. But you can probably go on 1029thehog.com and go back and listen to all the different shows, great guests and stuff like that. It's not all local.
That is hog, like what the Redskins line used to be known as, not hawk like your cat?
Hog, as in Harley Davidson.
All right, there we go. I like that reference too. Okay.
Yep. So there you go. All right. Well, I think did you want to pile on Jerry anymore, or do you think
do we need to? Is it obvious?
He's got three radio shows. He's going to stick his foot in his mouth three times next week again, right?
Probably between the Cooper Rush comments or the Dak comment, the we know where the fucking sun is comment, like obviously you do, but it didn't answer the question. Okay, you whatever, Jerry.
All right, well, I'm seeing how long the intro takes for our power rankings, and I need a beer, so I think I have enough time to play this, run to the fridge, and be back in time.
So you're telling me I should come in on time just to fuck with you?
No, I think I'll be back in time.
Okay. That you are back just in time. Howdy.
Cheers to you coming in on time.
Hey.
That's what she said. Anywho, so I was up early this morning, and I like to I was about to say something I shouldn't, just in case.
Why not? Say it.
No. So
peruse your favorite adult sites first to start the morning off right? Is that what
no,
you're going to say?
No, I like to think about it more throughout the day.
You like to think about it first?
I like to think
yourself.
I like to think about it throughout the day just a little bit and then kind of do it
how
when
are
I get home.
What rankings are the adult sites?
Damn it, Andrew. NFL coverage. Football, all right? Good God.
I'm just making sure subjects, predicates, we got to make sure we're on the same one, you know?
Everybody knows you jerk off before you go to bed. You get right to sleep.
Not always.
Well, not when you almost choke yourself to death.
Hey, I still like David Carradine's movies.
Okay.
Yep. Kung Fu, the legend continues.
But I did it this morning, right? And it was good because when I came back home after work, I looked at it and I changed some stuff. And I said to everybody early in the year and then maybe around week 5 or 6 and then last week, I said, after week 10, there's going to be a little bit difference in the way I rate these teams. And you can see that once we get past about, well, you can see that you'll see a little bit of it sprinkled in like the 10 through 20 area.
I'm curious how weird some of your stuff is going to get, because when I was looking at it, I'm like, things didn't move a lot. Like,
well,
bad teams be bad teams.
You know what I'm curious is how much closer my top five, which hasn't changed in 3 weeks, is going to be to your guys' top five coming to where I was at 3 weeks ago, because everybody I've had is continuously one.
I have the same top four. because of the bet we made about the Commanders Steelers game.
Ah, that's right. You know what? And I'm going to say this. I've had some amazing years prognosticating NFL, and I've had some horrible years prognosticating NFL, and I've had some horrible regular season years, and then gone on to like go whatever and won against the spread in the playoffs, right? But like. Yeah. I've just had a handle on this season for some reason and for some weird way. And honestly, it's because I've made three bets this year for a total one for five, another for five, and another for 20.
That's why your guesses are going well, because you're not putting money down on it.
You know, so hopefully somebody else is doing themselves a favor and listening to the guy who used to tell you he's going to crush your man and make more money so you can buy Christmas presents, like in a stable for your daughter with a pony in it for Christmas, right? Remember those days? Those days were fun. I might have to relive one of those days one of these weeks. Maybe one of these weeks I'll like double up and make six picks and I'll bring back the old crazy PC Tunny.
But the question is, if you do that, will you actually bet on one of them yourself?
I can't tell you.
You could say if you bet on one of your own picks. It's not like it's a homer. You know, it's not insider trading.
See, the funny thing is, the only reason I bet this year is because Ray so egregiously disagreed with me on that one game, and I like had this feeling like I'm like, okay, since I don't really bet, like I'll do it this time. And then the other time was a guy at work, and he had a feeling on a game, and I was like, no, and I was like, I'll bet you five. And then I was like, double up to catch up last week. You pick, and he picked what I wanted him to pick, which was Baltimore, because I thought Cincy would cover on Thursday. So.
Yeah, Cincy is a fucking mess. Like, Jesus Christ.
I asked him Monday if he wanted to double up again. He said, I'm not your walking ATM anymore. I think we're done for a while.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. He was
at least he knows when to stop. You know, he's not the guy that's like, hit me. Hit me again.
Bought me a few breakfast burritos. What can I say?
I mean, that goes a long way.
It does.
You know?
It's a very underrated... I'll make breakfast tacos for dinner.
Oh, they're delicious. Breakfast in general for dinner is delicious.
Just like a not a medium, but like a between a medium and small soft tortilla, scrambled eggs, cheddar cheese, hot super hot salsa. That's all you need.
It's the same concept of like doing like a Western omelet.
Yeah.
You know, omelet, a little bit of steak, some salsa or some hot sauce, whatever you like afterward, you're done. That's food. That's dinner. That's breakfast. That's whatever you want it to be.
It's gorgeous. I told everybody that DWI is a cooking show. This is a cooking show now, too. They're just cooking show. We're just masking
you,
cooking
you made
shows
Pot is War a cooking show at some point, too.
Cooking show. But the way that cooking show is coming back, likely you'll see that in the second or third week of December. I'm sure we will... promote the
shit
out of that.
Shouldn't it be a baking show? Shouldn't we just make Christmas cookies or
something
like that?
Possibly good. I could.
Or non-denominational holiday cookies and sell them at Starbucks in those green and red fucking cups.
Chair shots for the holidays. What can you do? All right.
They're non-denominational. I like that.
Let's get into this. Are you ready?
Ready as we're going to be.
I dropped Jacksonville all the way down to the bottom.
I mean, you know how my bye week thing works. The Raiders are still 32nd because they had the bye week.
I didn't have Raiders that far down anyway. Tennessee is 31.
Yep,
I got Tennessee 31. Giants, I have down 3 to 30.
I have the Patriots at 30.
Really? Oh, man, I changed some things. The Patriots are... Patriots... moved up 7 spots this week.
Really?
I have these kind of now at the bottom.
See, I was nice to the Panthers. I'll let that one. I put the Panthers up to 25. The Panthers are up there.
I mean, so this kind of bottom third plus, basically 22 to 32. I basically have where I feel you're at with your roster and the mood of your franchise. So, let me run this down and then you can do
that. Yeah,
I'm gonna do 32 all the way to 22. Okay,
I like that because I feel similarly that they're very close and it was hard to
even. I'm gonna go
data.
To I'm even gonna go to 21.
Ooh, look at you,
Jacksonville. It's just Trevor Lawrence is out. There's going to be a new coach. They've got to redo everything. There's a lot of pieces that I just don't think are very good there. Tennessee, we talked about all year. They're not very good. About them. Giants, what do you do there? I mean, you're paying Daniel Jones, I think, for another at least 2 years, right?
Something like that.
Ugh. After that, it's Vegas. You got to start over there. Cleveland, same situation. And luckily, you have a lot of talent on defense, but you are strapped underneath the Deshaun Watson contract, right? Above that is the two biggest dumpster fires in the entire fucking league. Dallas at 27, Chicago at 26. New Orleans with a win, got them moving up seven spots to 25. I got the Jets at 24. I got Carolina at 23 and New England at 22 because I think New England's roster is better than Carolina's. I believe more in Drake May.
Sure.
And then I have Indy at 21. You're going back to Anthony Richardson. They're probably going to continue to drop in the power rankings.
I agree with that logic. I have the Colts slightly higher, but I understand the logic. I'm just the couple weeks off for Anthony Richardson, I want to see if it changes anything.
Right.
Like,
and
see Bryce Young, it changed something for Bryce Young when he was out for like what, 4 weeks?
Well,
he was benched.
And I only dropped Indy one spot. They were 20 last week. I dropped them to 21.
No, that's fair. But okay, so my 32 through 21. I think it's mostly all of the same teams except your 21. So just in different order. So I got the Raiders at 32, Titans at 31, Patriots at 30, just because I don't fucking trust that team. Cowboys are dead in the water, so they're 29 for me. Giants I have at 28 because they're bad, but they're bad because Daniel Jones isn't getting the ball to people. But they're actually playing fairly well. Like, they're running the routes well. The receivers are getting open. He just can't get to them. So, like, there's pieces of that team that are working okay, except it's just not working together well.
It's almost like Aaron Rodgers went to the wrong New Jersey team.
It does kind of feel that way, yes. If he was on the Giants would probably be a playoff team.
I don't know if they'd be a playoff team because I don't think their defense is I think their defense is really middle of the road, but that offense would be really good with Aaron Rodgers because the line can block to run. They can run the football. If the Jets could run the football, my God, they would be one of the top four teams in the league.
But Rodgers also had middle of the road defense for most of his career, and he still made the playoffs. And that Jets defense has not been as dominant as they used to be.
But he won the Super Bowl with Clay Matthews and Charles Woodson having two of the best seasons ever.
Yeah, yeah. He had one of the best defenses the year they won the Super Bowl, I'm aware, but the Jets aren't what they were last year. Their defense is worse since Brick took over. Their defense has actually gotten even worse. So, like, the Jets are closer to middle of the pack than they are to the top of the pack anymore. Like, it's – again, I think if he went to the Giants and not the Jets, it'd be a different story for Big Blue. But so 27, I got the Browns just because of they're a coin flip. Even who the fuck knows who their quarterback's going to be? Their team's got some talent. They upset people. They lose games they should win.
It's crazy because if last year was the last year of Deshaun Watson's contract and Joe Flacco would have been like, I'm definitely back for next year if you want me, they would be sitting in a beautiful place if Joe Flacco was their quarterback all year this year.
For this year only, then what do you do next year?
Who cares? What do you do next year now?
I mean, you could tank and then at least get a top five pick. And, you know, there's nobody that's like a blue chipper or like an automatic like starting quarterback. But even the ones that you think are the best prospects since fucking sliced bread, they flame out.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers won't be a Jet next year. So.
Oh, yeah. No, not after this team. Not after this team this year.
The funny thing
bullshit.
Is, it's like everybody's like, you know where he's going to end up, right? Next year?
Trump's cabinet?
Minnesota.
Oh, he's going to do the full Brett Favre?
Well, think of another team. Think of another team that he has familiarity with. Aaron Jones is there, right? No. He is.
Devontae Adams going to demand a trade to Minnesota?
I don't know what Devontae's going to do. He's going to leave Devontae hanging again. But Devontae's in a better place in New York than Vegas. If you're going to, although that's tough. It is Vegas.
I don't know. Also got the
But listen, you have to understand, Aaron Rodgers has allegiance to nobody but Aaron Rodgers. So
I'm aware of that.
He'd play indoors. He'd be surrounded by a good team.
If he's not part of that like Doge committee that fucking Elon Musk is making, Department of what, government efficacy or whatever the fuck that is,
efficiency?
Like that's either where Aaron Rodgers is going or Minnesota. It's one or the other.
Let me tell you something. If the Department of Government Efficiency is something that when I hear what they're telling me it is by the name, actually executes what I think would be a really good idea, I think it's a great idea, because I am not for big government. I'm not for this tiny, small government, but I think there's a lot of places where we can go, this is unnecessary, or we can better do things this way, right?
Yeah, prune it a little bit, but that's, on paper, it sounds good. Marxism sounds good on paper, too.
Anyway, where are we going still? Where are you at now?
We're at 26, yeah, because Browns are 27, Jaguars are 26 for me, Panthers are 25, and they'll stay 25 because they have a bye this week, so that'll be the highest they've been all year. Jets I have at 24, just because...
So do I.
Yeah, yeah, they're bad, but they find ways to win games when they stop sucking. The Saints I have at 23, just because they shouldn't have won that game, but they did, so it has to count for something, so they had to move up a little bit. Bears I have at 22 because they are in a downward spiral.
Yeah, you got them still too high.
Stop it. And then Seahawks I have at 21 just because the Seahawks have gotten their fucking doors blown the fuck off so many times.
All right.
Sometimes they win clutch games, but then they get their asses kicked.
This
and
is
I'm
perfect.
Like, I don't know what that team is.
Let's go. Let's finish the bottom half. Okay. So at I have Seahawks at 18. I have them up one, actually, which is very interesting. I think it's just the way the schedule worked this week and me kind of changing how I judge the bottom half one way and the top half another way.
Sure.
I have the Rams down 7 spaces after losing that game to Miami. I'm, like, so unbelievably disappointed in that. And I have Miami up 5-19 because they just beat the Rams. So if you're in the bottom half and you just beat the other team and you're only like a game better on the record, I'm sorry. That's why Seattle ended up at 18, because I think Seattle is better than Miami, but I don't think they're better than the Rams, but the Rams just lost to Miami. So I had a real conundrum there at 18 through 20. Now, 17, I have the Buccaneers still.
I actually have them lower.
Really?
I have the Dolphins at 20 for similar reasons that you brought up.
Right. It's just like, recency events.
But in the same respect, I have the Rams at 16 still, because even the year the Rams were like, they won the Super Bowl, and when they were good, they still dropped stupid fucking games.
Yeah.
And this was just a bad Matt Stafford game where the offense just didn't click and their defense isn't good. And like, shit happens. So like, it looked like one of those typical like Rams.
It was in Miami, right? It was in Miami.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that's traveling across the country too. That's one of those things.
And like,
too.
The Dolphins,
I mean, that's a real thing.
Trust, which is why I have them at 20. They're still not a good team.
Oh no. Well, I mean, they would have to. Yeah. Watch them win a bunch of games. They're gonna win. They're gonna win a bunch of their games here to finish the season to save McDaniels.
Only
job.
If they're in Miami.
I think they do have some of those games. As long as they lose in Green Bay, that's all I care about.
It's gonna probably be cold. They'll lose. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So the Colts I have at 19. The Bucks I have at 18. Because all of these close losses are. I think it was 2 weeks ago that either Baker or Bowles or somebody said, don't get used to losing, was like a motto that they were kind of saying when they went on the streak. That was their streak. That was their motto for like the fucking 5 years of Jameis Winston, the 2 or 3 years of Josh Freeman. Like, they go through these shitty streaks where they look competitive, but they lose the fucking game. And it's like, at the end of the day, you are what your record says you are. So like, they're not very great. They still are like on the outside looking in. They're like a potential wild card bubble team for the playoff. But unless they really fix things after the bye, yeah, this is problematic. The Broncos I have at 17, because even though it was a close game, they got the their doors blown the fuck off by the Ravens before. So it's when they go against good teams, their quote unquote good defense, top five AFC defense, whatever the fuck it was, doesn't really look too top five.
Well,
their team doesn't look too great at times.
I got them up this week. We're gonna get to the top half of this thing, and go ahead.
No, that's fine because I still have the Broncos in that bubble looking into the playoffs thing. But like off the last 2 weeks, they don't look like they're going to like clutch it up and make a decent enough effort. You know, they might still hit the number seven slot, but I'm very, very curious about that fucking team because they're still young. I get it. Bo Nix is still very young, but some point, someone's got to step up and make a play. Yeah, the Chiefs did it. Broncos didn't.
All right. Fair enough.
So I said Rams are my 16, which I don't think you went over your 16.
Arizona, same spot they were last week.
Really? Okay. I bumped Cardinals up a decent bit.
I think everybody above them is more likely to beat them in a playoff game.
I agree with you that the people I have above the Cardinals are more likely to beat them in the playoff game. I just, who I have 15 through 11, I don't think are slam dunks to beat the Cardinals with the way they look right now.
Run it down, 15 through 11.
15, I have the Bengals. 14, I have the Texans because the Texans are reeling. They don't know what the fuck they look like right now. 13, I have the Niners. 12, I have the Falcons. 11, I have the Vikings.
Okay. I got Atlanta down to 15. That's a rough loss to New Orleans. The Bengals jumped up four spots because despite that start...
It was a good loss.
despite the start they've had... Well, I'm measuring it differently now, right? Like, I believe in them more than the 18 other teams I have behind them if they have to play each other in a playoff game. Right, we're going to get to that point of the season in the last 2-3 weeks where if you're not going to make the playoffs, you're obviously not going to be in the top 14, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
But we're not there yet. So I have them up. I have Denver up as well because I believe in Denver more than I believe in Cincinnati, Atlanta, and Arizona.
You're allowed to.
I have Houston down, as you do, down to 12. And I have them at 11 behind the Chargers, who I had 11 last week, who are 6-3 now.
Who's at 11 right now for you?
The Chargers.
Okay. So you still have the Texans in your top 10?
No, they're at 12.
And you didn't mention the Niners, did you?
Nope.
That fucking 49ers bias is insane.
Let me start so you don't go off. Let me start top 10 so you don't go off the deep end. I have the Niners at 10.
They don't even look like a top 10 team when they beat the Bucks. They barely beat them. And the Bucks haven't looked good for 5 weeks.
They're starting to get their pieces back. They're 5-4. They win their division. They get a home game to start the playoffs. That's a dangerous team.
And you know who my number 10 is? The Cardinals, because they've won 3 games in a row. They're a dangerous team when all of their pieces actually get to touch the fucking ball. And when Kyler actually wants to, you know, play football and not Call of Duty. So the Cardinals, I have a 10, and they're going to stay 10 till next week also because they have a bye this week. So Cardinals are going to be locked in at 10 for 2 weeks.
Is it going to be the Niners and Cardinals week 18 for the division?
I mean, if it is, that's fine. I still think the Cardinals are good enough to make the playoffs, which is also why I have them in the top 10, because halfway through the season, you start to kind of figure out who's a decent team.
The Niners will have the division wrapped up before week 18. Coming into the last week of the season, they'll be playing for a better seed possibly, but they will have already wrapped up the division.
Who the fuck did it? They have the Seahawks, the Packers, the Bills. All right, the Bears. I mean, they only have one layup, being the Bears. The Seahawks, it's, you know, iffy.
They have 8 games left. They'll win 5 of them. That wins that division.
Do you think they beat your Packers for this prognostication to come true?
So, at number 9, I don't know. We haven't had a lot of success against the 49ers lately. As much as we did
in the 90s. That's usually in the playoffs.
As much as we did in the 90s. Uh-huh. Anyway, but did you have at 10?
10, I had the Cardinals.
Okay. What about 9? What do you got at 9?
9, I have the Charger boys, the Bolts.
Got the Chargers there. I got Washington down 3 to number 9. It's a tough loss. Okay. It's a tough loss. It's one of those good losses when you look at like rankings, but it just makes me question their ability to win close games right now.
I agree with you. I have the Commanders higher, okay. But the way I look at it is more Jaden is a rookie, so he's very young. I'd rather lose now when it's halfway through the regular season and you're in first place in the division and you're still kind of rolling, and you've had two tough losses against the Ravens and the Steelers, which are arguably playoff teams, I think, unless something severely implodes and some crazy shit happens. They're looking to be pretty solid playoff contenders to possibly make an AFC championship, if not further. So I think that's a good learning kind of curve, learning process, learning moment for the Commander, teaching moment, I suppose, is what I was really looking for. So I'm higher on the Commanders than you are. They're not in my top 5, but like I see what you're saying. I just don't think they're that low because that team is still put together very nicely. And the fact that they can stick in there with two veteran, hard-nosed teams and coaches, and they're still that close.
So what do you have Washington
new coach,
at?
New quarterback, blah.
Where do you have Washington at?
6.
Okay, so I think that Green Bay, Minnesota, and Philly are better than Washington, and you don't.
No, because I have Cardinals 10, Chargers 9, Philly 8, Packers 7, Commanders 6.
Right. And you already
and
said
I think
Minnesota.
The Commanders can beat the Packers, Philly, Chargers, and Cardinals.
So I got Green Bay sitting at 8 still after the bye week, not moving. Mm-hmm. Minnesota up 5 because they have 2 losses. Everybody else behind them has more losses. Baltimore I have at 6. Philly at 5. Pittsburgh at 4. Buffalo at 3. Detroit 2. KC 1. My top 5 is still exactly the same.
Our top 4 is the same, but my 5 is the Ravens.
3 weeks in a row, yeah.
My 5 is the Ravens, because, again, I like the Purple Birds more than the Green Birds by a lot.
Where would you have Pittsburgh if they would have lost? Or no,
they'd
no.
still be in the top 10.
No. Where would you have Pittsburgh if you didn't have to put them at 4 and they had won the game? Like if we,
I think they're a little better than the Ravens because they don't choke as much.
So you might have kept them. They might have had a 4 anyway.
Yes, I'm not mad at it. After looking you know, at it and I realized the bet we made, I'm like, no, Steelers better than Ravens right now. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's just like you feel like Mike Tomlin has just breathed this air into Russell Wilson, where Russell's done being Russell Wilson. And back to being a quarterback who's got some fire in his belly and going to listen to the head coach, because the head coach is maybe the most respected head coach since Vince Lombardi.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. Plus, if you look at it, like Peyton was out of the league for a little bit and then comes back off of, you know, if you want to think like, what have you done for me lately? Peyton didn't do shit except, like, sit on the couch and watch TV. So, Russ has been playing. Peyton wasn't. When Russ went to Pete at least had his college resume. He came back for, you know, NFL and turned it around. Because if we only remembered Pete Carroll for Jets and Patriots, then he wouldn't nearly be as lauded as a great head coach. And Tomlin is right up there, too. He's got, what, 2 rings? No, 1.
He's got 1.
He's got 1. He's got 1, but went to 2.
And Cowher has 1.
Yes, because yeah. Ben has 2.
Steelers lost to the Packers.
Yep. Ben has 2, went to 3, and then Tomlin has the 1, the second one of Ben's, and the loss.
Well, there
so
you
have
it.
Is Mike McCarthy a better coach than Tomlin?
No.
I just had to throw that out there then.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He beat him heads up.
No, Aaron Rodgers was playing, possibly had one of the greatest stretches in NFL history from like the middle of that Super Bowl season for like the next 3-4 years. It was sick.
Like, I was being mostly facetious.
No. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's like Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's the quality of that time frame, which is so unbelievably, stupidly ridiculous, which makes him an all-time great and a Hall of Famer. Favre, it's more of the longevity of, like, playing all those games and amassing all those numbers and stuff like that. You know, that's the difference between those two.
Well, I think it's also the way you look at it is that Favre was fun. Even if you weren't a Packers fan, I don't know of many people that watched football in the 90s and the early 2000s that didn't enjoy watching him play.
Let me tell you something, though. You're lying to yourself if you're a Packers fan and you don't think Aaron Rodgers was a lot of fun to watch, because he threw a lot of fucking touchdowns in a short amount of time and won a lot of fucking games. And I think scoring touchdowns and winning games is fun. But from a childhood perspective of a kind of endearing yourself to the game and the fans, yes, Brett was way better and more entertaining. I'll give you that.
They have the same number of Super Bowl wins, the important one. Brett went to one more. They have. Same number of MVPs?
No.
Does Brett have three?
Aaron has four.
Okay, so Brett has three. But still, like.
But.
I get what you're saying is that statistically and mechanically, Rodgers looks more professional and more the clean cut, perfect quarterback.
Brett won three MVPs in a row.
Yes.
Brett, when he retired, was the all-time leading touchdown passes.
Interceptions and passing yards.
And Brett also holds the record for, like, most games started in a row.
Oh, yeah, he's got the Ironman record, I'm aware.
Yeah. So that's...
I think Eli was close until they, like, sat him for fucking whoever.
Brett also laid down Kevin Nash style Hollywood Hogan finger poke
for Strahan.
For Strahan, yeah.
I knew you were gonna say that for Strahan's 22nd sack. I knew you were gonna bring that up. Yeah.
Fuck Gastineau, that son of a bitch.
Wow.
Anyway,
what did Gastineau ever do to you? You're not a big fan of the New York sack exchange?
No, I don't know. I just.
Just saying.
Maybe
just
I like
asking
blue.
Questions.
I like blue better than green. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you do. That's fair. Maybe I do.
All right. Should we
so
get...
Leonardo is your favorite Ninja Turtle then, huh?
No. Wait. Yeah, the red one with the size?
Leonardo's the blue one, you fuckhead.
No, I like Raphael.
Okay.
I would go Raphael, Michelangelo, Donatello, Leonardo.
Yeah, Leo was a bit of a tool, so... I agree with that.
Yeah, but they needed Leonardo.
You always need, like, that wet blanket straight man. Yeah, you're right. That's how comedy works. That's how groups work. Not everybody can be fun.
Let's get into the games, because there's some great games and there's some horrible.
Oh, there's still stuff to talk about this show?
I yeah, we're just vamping. We got to talk about
it. I
mean, this last part of the show shouldn't take as long as it does, but we get into more vamping when we get into this, so here we go. Like I said, there's a lot of great games and there's a lot of games this week, so here we go.
I thought you were just going to hit the intro music when you said here we go.
Oh, is there music for this?
I don't know. I thought we were going to play something because you were just said the here we go, and it's usually a good time for like a soundbite.
No, I don't think I've
unless
ever played
you were just
going to
play like Dak or somebody from the Cowboys going, here we go!
How about this? Oh, you don't like this? Week 11! Week 11!
You're trying.
Week 11! NFL! Week 11! No?
Yeah, you want to know what killed it for me with the 60s, Batman?
What?
The Bat Shield was a clear piece of plastic that you could see through that had a slit that you had to look through.
What's worse?
That said Bat Shield on it.
Considering that
it was clear!
Here, considering the difference in times, what's worse, that or Anthony Mackie as Captain America practicing with the shield, bouncing it off of trees with gym mats wrapped around it?
It is a clear piece of plastic that you can already
see through.
He wrapped
gym mats around trees to throw Cap's shield in practice with. Modern day.
Clear.
Modern day, gym mats.
Clear. And you
gym
had
mats.
Cut a slit in it to
gym
look
mats.
Through a clear thing.
Gym
it's
mats.
It's not opaque.
Gym
it's...
mats.
I'm not saying that's better, but like clear. You can see through clear.
All right, let's run this down here. You ready to go? I mean, we start with a whopper Thursday night. Amazon Prime gets an excellent game. The Commanders head to Philadelphia. Big division game for first place in the NFC East, taking on the Eagles. The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites, over under 48.5.
I mean, I wouldn't take the bet line because it's kind of a push, right? Because it's in Philly, so that's 3.5. It's they like the Eagles slightly more.
Right.
But, yeah, I like the Commanders slightly more. So, like, if I had to pick gun to head, I would pick the Commanders with the points. But it's not a lock.
It's not a lock of mine either. If I had to make a pick in this game, I think the Eagles are probably going to win this game by a touchdown. You're just going to have a more veteran team in the Eagles with their leadership at quarterback. I'm just saying. Because Jaden Daniels did not look good last week.
Okay, Jalen Hurts has looked good maybe 2-3 weeks this year. It's been the Saquon Barkley show. If the Commanders can stop Saquon, then I'd be curious to see if Hurts steps up. But the Eagles only blow people out when Saquon goes crazy.
So let's move to early Sunday. No early game Sunday anymore. I don't think there's any more the rest of the year. I think we're done
Thank
with
God.
The Europe games. But there is like an extra one next year, so there's that.
Is this your first lock?
I had to. There wasn't a lot of games I really wanted to lock in on, and you know I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with, like, I'm like just riding this wave. It's been a while. And if it doesn't happen, then fine.
That's a lot of points. It's a division game. The Bears are hot shit. Don't get me wrong. Like, they're hot garbage. They are dookie on the half pipe. But, like, it's a division game.
If you think this team doesn't understand that they're the official daddies of the Chicago Bears and that they cannot lose to them, this defense is really fucking good. That's
I didn't
say
the Packers
say.
Were going to lose, but no, is it they're... still 6.5 or did it change?
I locked it in at 5 when I wrote it down when I got home. So...
But what's it at now?
5. It's at 5. It's at 5. Right
still,
here. 5.
Still 5?
5.
Okay, just checking.
Fuck off, Boaz.
I, I didn't know we could do that. That we could just like search through all of the different apps and be like, I'm gonna lock it in when it's at its low. Ah, there you go.
No, you got. Do you have to use
it in when it's the safest for me?
You have to use this. You have to use this app, but you can text me with a timestamp at any point during the week. Come on, now you know how betting works.
I do, but I figured we were using the time of podcast that we record.
This game is the Packers taking on the Bears in Chicago. Packers are -5, over/under 40.5. If I was you guys, it doesn't even matter that it's going to rain and it's going to be 58. It's not going to be that bad. I know what the weather's going to be like around here and down there. It shouldn't be that bad, and the Packers are going to score a lot of points, and the Bears are going to turn the ball over. That's just what's going to happen. So
also, I'm looking at 6.5. That's, I thought 6.5 was too much, but if you locked it in at 5.
Well, it's still 5. It's still 5.
I think you're fine.
It's still 5 on CBS.
You know, that's my point. Like, if we're going off of 5, I think that's fine. I think the Packers win by
at least
6.
But, like, I'm going at a current line right now we record.
Yes, I'm not saying it like you're fucking time hopping and you're making it so that you have an easier thing. No, I get it. Yes, it says 5.
It
says 5 right now as we're recording.
Refresh.
I see the screen.
Refresh.
I'm just saying the article I pulled up that I usually do, the CBS article, because I don't do the app. Yeah, it says 6.5. So I'm glad that they moved that number a little bit.
It might have jumped to 6.5 recently. But I hit refresh.
It still says 5?
Yeah.
Okay, then we're 5. We're good.
It's locked in.
Next!
Jacksonville taking on Detroit. In Detroit. Detroit -14, over under 46.5. I'm not laying 14. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Lions are going to win, but if this past week proved anything, the Lions, even though they're good, they don't always play like they're good, but they'll find a way to win the game. 14 is possibly too much.
Well, and Jacksonville proved it again. They kept it close last week against Minnesota, you know. So
that was Mac Jones, Jacksonville.
Yeah, 7 points.
That was Maxonville right there.
7 points.
See, that, they just need, he needs to win a couple games, then it can be Maxonville, and we'll be good.
No, we're going to move on.
We're Why not?
Gonna, because we're not going to put that over. The Raiders. Boy, the Dolphins, they get another beneficial travel across country from the West Coast. The Raiders head to Miami as Miami looks to make it to 4-6. Miami -7.5, over under 44.
Ugh. Boy, I don't like 7.5.
Tyreek Hill, please don't do a celebration that injures yourself during the middle of the game. Sincerely, my fantasy football team.
Is this a lock of yours or no?
No. God, no.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, me neither.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Dolphins are going to win, but, like, if we're going off the points, the Raiders had a bye week. That doesn't mean much because the Raiders suck this year, but, like, I don't know. Maybe their game plan is just hit two in the head a couple times.
Yeah. Rams-Patriots. Oh, boy. Patriots coming off a win. Rams coming off a loss. This one's in New England. Rams have to travel for the second consecutive week across the country. Rays locking in the Rams -4.5 at New England.
Oh, I'm thinking about that, too. You're not locking that in, are you?
No.
As long as we all don't do it.
Is that your first lock?
I'll lock Rams for 4.5 because I don't think the Patriots got the gas, and I think the Rams are going to be angry. So,
Browns at Saints. Saints -1, over under 44.5. Anything else need to be said about this game?
Nope.
Here's another one of the whoppers. Ravens head to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Ravens -3 on the road here, over under 48. This is a game that will be, I'll have this on one TV and the Packers on the other TV, guaranteed.
You know, the sad thing is, neither one of these potential lock angles are safe.
What do you mean?
Because Ravens Steelers are usually a gritty, it could be 9-6, the final score. You know what I mean? Or the way that both teams have played, especially against the Ravens defense, doesn't like to show up this year.
41-38, right? I see where you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, if this was 5 or 6 years ago, locking in under 47 would be fucking magic. Like, it'd be a no-brainer. But this is going to be a good game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet on it at all, but.
Well, especially coming off of the Ravens and Cincinnati, right? I mean, 42-41. So. Mm-hmm.
I think the Steelers are a better team, which is also why I don't disagree with having them 4 and the Ravens are 5 in my ranking. But we'll see. I mean, this is kind of probably for the AFC North in a way.
Like I said, you got, you know, Commanders, Eagles.
A lot of good divisional, like, lead games.
You got Ravens, Steelers, but you also got Browns, Saints, and you got Raiders, Dolphins. So here's another one. Vikings at Tennessee Titans. Vikings minus 6 over under 39.5. Lock in my second one in here. Minnesota minus 6 at Tennessee.
Oh, I kind of wanted to.
I got faith in Minnesota. They beat teams that are not very good, and they beat them fairly well. I know it was 12-7 last week, but Jacksonville's played that division, our division, tough the entire year. I just think Tennessee is just they lost by 10 to the Chargers last week. They'll probably lose by 10 to the Vikings this week.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna.
Fair enough.
I think the Vikings are still going to win, but like, yeah. I don't trust it enough to bet on it.
This next game,
lock on it.
This next game is, it's our last early afternoon game, and it's Ray's second lock. And I think he has the same kind of feeling with the Jets at home this week as I did when they were facing Minnesota, and I thought they'd get that win. The Jets are at home against Indy and starting Anthony Richardson against that Jets defense. Jets are minus 4 over under 44. Ray's locking that one in.
He can enjoy that one. This is curious because it's like we were talking in power rankings. Like, I want to see if the couple weeks off gave Anthony Richardson a moment to reflect and a new perspective on things. Because, you know, some of the drama that came out about the Colts organization, headquarters, that building, not great right now. And Richardson apparently wasn't even in the building much during his injury last year, which is bad. That's fucking terrible for a young quarterback trying to just learn the system and learn how to be a professional. So I'm curious if these 2 weeks have helped and if Flacco is helping and as chummy and good spirits with Richardson as like a couple early interviews implied.
We'll see. Right?
Yeah, we will. Both teams kind of suck. And that's the other thing too.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, respectively, I got them at 20 and 21. So
I don't think my numbers are much different.
No, you're right, very close. Right in the same ballpark here. All right, late afternoon games here. A good one. Actually, the late afternoon games, all three of them are pretty good. Falcons taking on Denver. Almost cross country, not quite. Broncos favored here, minus 2.5, and why wouldn't they be after the last couple weeks they've had? But the Falcons have also not looked good last week with the loss. So I don't want anything to do betting this game. I could see this going either way. I could see this being a blowout either way. I could see this being close. I could see it being high scoring. I could see it being low scoring. I don't know what to pick from this game. But I think it'd be fun to watch.
I agree with you there. I think it's going to be fun. I don't know what to think, though. Because, like, are we going to get good Kirk, bad Kirk? Bo Nix, blow dicks.
I think here, the one thing you can expect from this game, honestly, I'll take it back. Atlanta won't blow this team out. Denver has been in games. Atlanta is not Baltimore. Atlanta is not, you know, is not Bo Nix on the road against Baltimore. That's a pretty daunting task for a rookie quarterback, regardless of whether or not, you know, the level of regression that defense has, they're still a good defense, and it's still John Harbaugh knowing how to rattle a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, and if we think about it, who the fuck have the Falcons really even blown out this year when they won a game? Like, their biggest win was over the Panthers, and that score was still 38-20. So, like, is 18 a lot? Yes, but it's like, it was a fairly high-scoring game either way, and it was the Panthers. Like, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago?
The Falcons played the Steelers tough week one in a low-scoring game. They beat the Eagles in a game they probably shouldn't have won week two. They played the Chiefs tough. They beat the Buccaneers twice. They also lost by 20 to Seattle at home.
But I'm saying nothing has been decisive. Like, and you just know, lost to like the really? Saints.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a things could easily swing the other way. I mean, they could be 8-2. They could be 2-8.
Yeah, they could be. Which is kind of like a typical Kirk Cousins team.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
I'm not blaming Kirk. I'm just saying every team that Kirk has been on, it seems like there's a lot of nail-biter games. And it's a lot of, well, you know, if one throw went the other way, think about the year he got hurt in Minnesota.
Yeah, well,
those were all really close, but they were 0-4. But the year before that, they were all really close, and they were like 5 or some shit like
but
that.
But he had success in the and made it to the playoffs before those couple of seasons. So
I didn't say he's bad. I like the Falcons. I like Kirk. Have you forgotten where my stance has been in the last 2 years? I'm a big Captain Kirk sympathizer here.
I didn't say you weren't. I was just arguing the point.
I'm just saying, I calls it like I sees it, and he likes to play close games. I don't know why, but he likes to.
Sounds like you have feelings for Kirk Cousins. Let's keep moving along here.
He's a handsome man. He's yeah. Got a
beautiful sound voice. Hey, Kurt, come sit over here, right next to me.
sit right here, buddy.
Seattle, heading a little bit south, taking on the Niners in Northern California there. Niners -6.5. I'm locking in the Niners -6.5. Ray's locking in Seattle +6.5.
I was going to lock in Seattle +6.5 also because I think that's disrespectful.
I can't wait.
It's a division game, and the Niners haven't been that good.
There will be text messages. No, I might be passed out before this one's over. There will be text messages sent at 3 a.m. when I wake up Monday morning after passing out at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. Because this is going to be a blowout. The Niners are going to crush these guys. Just saying.
I mean, let me say it this way from a NFL podcasting kind of like content perspective.
Andrew and Ray,
the Niners came back.
Last week were 2-4. I am collectively 21-9 on the season, folks. So you decide who you want to go with this week. And next week, tune in as I completely, gloat that the Niners have won by at least 2 touchdowns in this game.
I'm doubling down. At least a touchdown and an extra point. So
I'm doubling down because it's going to be embarrassing for somebody next week. And I think it's going to be embarrassing for some buddies because Ray will have to be on this show when the Niners win by 7 touchdowns against the Seattle Seahawks this weekend.
But do you want to give us an adjusted line? You want to give us 50, like, what is that, 42 points? You want to give us 7 touchdowns? I'll even take 36 without the extra points.
Ray doesn't want to bet me anymore, much like the guy at work.
So if you want to give us 6 touchdowns, that's like 36 points.
Isn't that
you think the Niners are going to win by 36 by more than 36?
I always love bad beats with SVP, right? Like it's one of the best things too, because you sit there and go, you know, like the game goes over the last second or I like to look at these things that are ridiculous. Like, you have a team win 70-3 or something. And I would sit there and I would think in my head, I would go, well, that's interesting. If you had the losing team +66.5 going in, you still lost.
You talked to a lot of Broncos fans last year, didn't you?
Oh, boy. I talked to a lot of people. So there you have it. Hard down on the Niners is PC Tunney like he usually is. And I'm telling you, they're about to just kind of start running the table here. I don't know if they're going to run the table, but they're.
If you lose your bet, I'm going to say, even if the Niners win, if you lose your bet, are you going to drop the Niners out of the top 10? Because they're not that much of a powerhouse that you can give 7 points, basically. Or are you going to keep them up there because they won the game?
Oh, you mean if they don't cover, will I drop them
in
the power
rankings? If they
don't
cover, will you drop them?
Oh, no. As long as they win, they'll keep moving up.
So if they lose, will you drop them?
It depends.
You really like the Niners, goddamn.
No.
Owning the Packers,
I've
just slowly morphed you into a Niners fan.
No. I've changed the way I do the rankings now.
Now we're
smell test. So I'm not agreeing to any bets or anything else anymore. The only thing I'm holding firm with is, and I'm going to add an addendum to it actually, is as long as Kansas City doesn't lose or Patrick Mahomes ends up out for the year, they're going to stay at number one. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes has a season-ending injury next week, they get dropped down to like 12 or 13.
How do you know Carson Wentz isn't going to be on his Nick Foles shit? He can flip the script. Look at that.
Just the mere mention of Carson Wentz. I was willing to do the rest of the show without grabbing another beer because I've been empty for 5 minutes, but now I need a beer because you talk about Carson Wentz, and that's just...
Hey. He's got revenge on his mind. He's waiting for that moment to be like Big Dick Nick in the playoffs.
So, I mentioned there was some bad games, but there's some really good games, and maybe the best game of the week. The Chiefs are underdogs heading to Buffalo.
Well, they should be, because the Chiefs haven't really won decisively.
But Buffalo's only -2, so Vegas is telling you, we actually kind of like the Chiefs here, over under 46. Looks to be a nice day. In Buffalo, 55, partly cloudy.
You know what that tells me? That tells me
Wait. What does that tell you?
That tells me that Vegas has acquiesced to the power of Mahomes and the Chiefs' bullshit, that even they aren't stronger than the dumb shit that keeps the Chiefs winning. Because, you know, you brought up your 3 points thing if it's at home. This is less than 3, which means they think the Chiefs will find a way to fucking win the game. And that's bad when even Vegas isn't confident. Because, as you love to say, the casinos don't get smaller.
No, they don't. But, I just said that.
But Kansas City must be a fucking paradox.
Their whole season has been. It's kind of one of those things where you feel like they're going to actually go undefeated and lose in the Super Bowl like the Patriots did. I think their fans... When they lose a game here in the regular season, and they're going to lose a game, are going to be relieved. They're going to go, okay, thank God, because we've been playing like shit. We didn't want to go undefeated all the way, you know. It's odd to think but...
No, that I agree 1,000%. It's basically the Colts when they went 14-2 that one year where they just decided to not be undefeated anymore. And that was... It was supposed to kind of be like a rest up, reality check thing, but it didn't work out for
if
the Colts,
you,
unfortunately.
And if you listen to some of the interviews with the players, they wanted to go for it, and the management said no.
I mean, management makes bad decisions. You remember the year when the Bucks decided to rest Garcia and the starters for 3 weeks because they had the division locked up, and then they got their asses kicked by the Giants the year the Giants won against the fucking Patriots.
Let's keep moving on, because we lost to the Giants, too, when they beat the Patriots. But anyway, this
but
is going to
we could have beat them!
Right. We're both going to say the same thing. I don't think this is the game the Chiefs lose, though. I think they lose, but I don't think this is the one. I think they lose a game we think they're going to have no problem with. You want to know their schedule? I'll tell you. I got it.
That's exactly what
I got it. So they got Bills.
You think they're going to lose to the Panthers next week?
No.
You just said it. You said it right here today. The Panthers are who's going to beat the Chiefs.
They did not. Would that be something?
The Carolina Reapers back at it again.
Like if the Raiders were to fire Antonio Pierce after week 12 and they get the coach bump just because it's a division game and they hate a division game on the road. Maybe the Chargers. Oh, those are both at home.
Those are both at home.
Never mind. And the Chargers game is in primetime. And the Raiders game is on Black
Friday. Primetime have to do with
the Raiders game is in Black Friday because it's a different animal. They're not going to lose. I'm looking at their schedule. I don't think they're going to lose.
What about the Steelers on Christmas?
Prime time! It's Christmas!
Christmas, though! Everybody gonna get a Christmas present if the Chiefs
it's
lose.
It's all prime time on Christmas. And they have an early game, too, so it's gonna be happy vibes afterwards so Patrick can enjoy. Didn't you hear him talk to the ref and it was on a hot mic, and he's like, hey, ref. He goes, hey, ref.
Yeah, can you tell me somebody's behind me or
whatever? Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But quarterbacks have done that before, though. There's been plenty of mic'd up moments where the quarterbacks joke with the refs.
Maybe they go for it in week 18 against the Broncos.
Oh, no, I get you. And I know you're not making anything out of the Mahomes comment.
They lose to the Broncos, and Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. And then
how do you feel about the stupid conspiracy theory shit that pops up from that, though?
It takes everybody to have a successful conspiracy theory. I think that's what people don't understand. It takes everybody. And
it doesn't have to be a successful conspiracy theory. It's just a conspiracy theory.
No. But for it to be true, it takes everybody to execute that. It takes everyone. And there's too many people.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's real simple. You boil it down. It takes everyone, and there's too many people.
Do you mean convincing them of a conspiracy theory, or just convincing the entire referee squad to cheat for you?
Of sticking to the lie.
There we go. Hey, it happens. Ask politics.
Too many people.
Politicians.
No, too many
politicians
people.
Do it all the time.
Government gives people to rat other people out all the time.
Redacted. The redacted referee. Cody Rhodes is going to start that next promo. Redacted referee.
We got to finish the schedule. Bengals Chargers in another really good game. This is an honestly underrated good game, Bengals Chargers. If I still stayed up late on Sunday nights, I would watch this game. It's in L.A., so that kind of worries me for the Bengals. But I think the Bengals win this game. I don't have any more locks left. But it's Bengals are 1.5 points
one lock left.
Underdogs.
And this is
going to
be my lock.
You taking the Chargers?
Chargers.
Yeah, I think
Bengals have no defense except for Hendrickson.
You're going 1-2 again. I feel a lot better about everything else in the world.
I probably am.
Yeah, I know. I've been, gotcha. It's okay. I won with the Chargers last week. You want to know what's funny? Is I thought my weeks of winning streak were over because I thought I picked the Rams, but I picked the Chargers. And I was like, no, I picked the Chargers. And I was worried because I picked the Rams, and I didn't. I picked the Chargers. So I was happy about that. That was a little me moment I had inside my head. All that happened in about like a second and a half.
No, that's fine.
Boy, you're
a
LA,
lot of these games were kind of close
you got a
for
happy,
good reasons or bad reasons.
Happy day for LA on Sunday then, hey?
I do have a happy day for LA.
Boy, you're like a West Coast guy this week.
The Dodgers just won
Seattle,
the World Series.
LA.
Yeah, the Dodgers won the World Series. LA just gets to rejoice. That's what it is.
Okay. We do have one more.
They ain't winning the Super Bowl, but they can win a couple regular season games. It's okay.
We do have one more game left, and it's interesting that no one locked this in, and I think it's because we're all a little bit scared of the trajectory the Texans are on right now.
Yeah.
And I think if this was under 7, it might have been a unanimous pick, but the fact that it's over 7.5, we all kind of went, that could easily be a 7-point Houston win on the road. But honestly, like, the Texans should go down to Dallas. They do have a good defense. They should be able to shut that shit down. This should be like a 27-13 win for Houston.
Should be.
Right.
Should be.
But we were looking at recency bias, recent trends. Not good.
I mean, can't even call it recency bias. It's just the way the teams played the last couple weeks. They have
trends.
Been trending downward.
I said trends. I changed that word from bias.
You
to did.
You corrected yourself. Yeah, I appreciate it. I was reiterating to make sure that we are using the correct, buzzwords when we're saying stuff.
Sure. Bucks, Cardinals, Giants, and Panthers all on a bye this week, which means that the Panthers, in the last 2 weeks for me, have risen 9 spots, and I won't drop. They might even move up next week, being off.
I mean, I don't move off teams, but they still went up 6.
Anything goes after week 10, Andrew. I've told you this before, okay? Like
my bye week rule has been locked forever.
You knew this about me when you met me, man.
I know. You're allowed to make up whatever rules you want. That's how power rankings work. I just like to stick true to my formula, and I restate it. Some people make some people drop off bye week teams and they don't count, so they do a top 10 or whatever without counting the fucking bye teams. Sure, I don't like that. I think that's stupid, but you know, you can move things around. You can do whatever you want.
I think storyline wise, this has been a really fun NFL season. I think you
really?
Got some, yeah, I think you got some newer teams. It, like if I look at the standings, I know the AFC has a lot of the same leaders and is a little chalky. I like that Denver's playing well. It's interesting to see what's going to happen in the playoffs there. But in the NFC, like, the Lions are on top, right? We got interesting things going on in the South and the West. You got a lot of good teams in the middle in the NFC with Washington and Minnesota and Green Bay, San Francisco. So it should be interesting down the stretch. Maybe not necessarily who's all going to make the playoffs. But once we get to the playoffs, it's going to be some fun.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. I'll drag you kicking and
screaming. There's been no crazy big story, though. Like, the Lions have been the Cinderella story of the last, like, 2.5 years.
I think it's been more about the disappointing teams this year. Like, the Jets have been absolutely horrible. The Bears falling
there's
apart,
there's been miserable
right?
shit. The Cowboys, the Jets, the Bears, the Panthers.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Panthers now are like they came back to Bryce Young. Let's see what happens there.
Let's just hope they don't win too many games and knock themselves out of a good pick for a receiver or a tackle or something like that.
Well, let's see who they got. They come back. Hey, don't worry. They're on the bye this week. 2 wins in a row, get a bye, and then they got Kansas City.
That's a good couple weeks right there, you know?
And then they got Tampa Bay, and then they got Philly. But then they get Dallas, but then they got Arizona and Tampa Bay and Atlanta. So they got a really – okay, so 4-13.
That's – I think that's higher than most people expected. If they end up with 4 or 5 wins, I think that was like their ceiling this year.
Yeah, so.
If they end up with 4 or 5 wins, do you consider Canales' job trending in the correct direction? Or is that team just all trash and Canales is still potentially on the hot seat next year?
I think Tepper's made a lot of moves since he's been there, and I think as long as they're trending a little bit better towards the end of the season and still competitive against the better teams as we go down the stretch here, having won these last two against teams that are kind of in their same grade, I think you need to, especially if Bryce Young can find a way to finish this season with some positive quarterback play, meaning he's going to average more than 225 yards a game down the rest of the stretch of the season, and he's going to have a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. Those are the kind of things I want to see.
So you don't want to see 2 out of 2 for completions and attempts and -4 yards? That's 100% completion.
Nobody wants to see that, Andrew.
But it's 100% completion.
Nobody. And this show is almost at 100% completion as well.
Hey, good day. You saw where it's going.
Let everybody know where they can find. Well, hey, any last thoughts here? We are officially on the back half of the season, regular season here.
I think moving forward, my top 18 will kind of be, to use like NASCAR terms, 15 through 18 will be my bubble teams. And anybody under 18 is kind of teams I think are just like garbage.
Yeah, it's kind of moving that way, right? And you kind of bump into where, hey, you're going to win, you're not going to win. You know you can win in the playoffs. We've seen it before. You're going to have to prove it to me, things like that. So that's kind of my last thought. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Raymond S. Cashington's the 974,862nd. But Andrew, let everybody know what's up with you. I know a lot of big things happen in TNA still right now.
Big. That's the word you wanted to use?
Bigler?
Bigly?
Big league things going on right now down there in TNA. One of the best wrestling promotions in the world. Doing great things. Great things, TNA. Great things.
I don't know. TNA has been it was in a weird spot last couple weeks because they had all those injuries for tapings.
Right.
They had Vikingo had his like knee flare up on a spot, and they didn't show that match because obviously then Chris Bay like broke his leg or something crazy. They didn't show that either. So like story wise, if you're watching TNA for storylines and kind of like actual entertainment content. It's been a little weird last 2 weeks because they tried to kind of cut around and fill time to not show the injury matches and to kind of make it make sense. So it's a weird spot. Weird spot. None of the big shows are left. You know, Bound for Glory just happened. Their next one's Turning Point. Then like 2 weeks after that is Final Resolution. The most interesting thing we have is that Moose is the X Division champion now. And Kazarian has the Gauntlet Trophy, which is like a Money in the Bank briefcase. Moose has the X
Division. Call your shot. Call your shot, right?
Correct. Call your shot Gauntlet, which is like a Money in the Bank. The X Division has Option C, which is like you can relinquish the title to get a shot at the world title. They had to do Feast or Fired during Thanksgiving usually, which is four briefcases on like each corner pole, and one usually has a world title challenge option in it. So we could just be ending up setting up a big kind of like maybe King of the Mountain or like multi-man gimmick match for Genesis in January, because apparently they're not doing Hard to Kill anymore. I don't know if that was an Impact only or a Scott D'Amore thing, but we're back to Genesis.
So how do you implement your stipulation with the X Division thing? Is that anytime you're X Division champion, you can just say, I want to relinquish it and I can have a world title shot?
Yes.
Okay, so see, that's interesting because, okay, WWE just brought back, didn't bring back, created a new intermediate first ever women's title, WWE Women's U.S. Championship, right? Looks great, cool. A lot of people thought they were going to do IC for the other brand. I think they're just going to have this be a cross-brand thing like the tag titles for the women's division, which I think is brilliant, but I think what they should have done, and I'm getting back to where you were with the X Division thing, is they should have made a WWE Women's Television Championship. And in doing so, you can make it across all three brands because you have to defend that title once a week on one show, whether it's NXT, Raw, SmackDown, NXT special, or a premium live event in that week. You have to defend it once. And if you can, and if you can defend it, not your initial win doesn't count, but if you can defend it 10 weeks in a row, you can pick what title you want to have a shot at.
Remind me, because this sounds familiar. Didn't NWA do something similar with that?
I'm not sure, but I've always had this thing where I thought the men should have this title and the women should both have this title. Because you can...
I miss the television title in general.
You can, especially if you have that stipulation with 10 wins, right? Like, you can get to... You can, like, hey, no one's ever got past 7. And then there's stories built into there. Yeah.
Plus, with the way that Hunter is cross-promoting,
you could have
a defense on Impact.
Somebody
you could
gets
have a defense
to, like,
on New Japan or Noah or something like that.
Like someone goes and has like their toughest defense yet at 8, right? Against like someone no one thought they would beat, right? And the next week they're like, I'll be at NXT because I need an easy one. And then they lose to the NXT person going to get to, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a story. There's so much
built in. It's
like
the 24/7 title, but with more weight to it.
It's almost insulting. Not that I don't like the 24/7 title in and of itself in its own place, but it's almost insulting to say that, but I get what you said.
Well, because the 24/7 title was like the hardcore title, which is similar to this concept, where it is mostly an active title all the time. Or at least weekly.
Anyway, wrestling talk. Continue to listen to everything else, Chair Shot Radio Network. Tons of great wrestling talk there.
We talk about whatever the fuck we want. It's the Oblong Ball Foot Show.
And all the great coverage between Stephen Mitchell and Andrew Blaz right there on thechairshot.com. Follow you at IWC War Chief. Anything else there, War Chief?
Not really. No. We're good.
Good.
You got any closing remarks? No, I'm good. You good?
I am. I was just looking for my out here. I found it. There it is. No,
hey, look, there it is.
Follow us at Chairshot NFL. Follow me at PC Tunney, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And ladies and gentlemen, look out for the San Francisco 49ers! Woo!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.